so interesting, isn't it? A guy that I hadn't heard of, probably a lot of our listeners have not heard of at all, that he's exerting this enormous influence on the president.
But this is it. I mean, it's so wild with Trump what's happening now. But just think back to, remember 5 minutes ago how the world used to work. the whole democracies work because there are checks on this kind of stuff. Because the impulse, the pressure, is those we elect to lead us govern in the common interest. Mm. This is the opposite of that. It's like, if you can get close to Trump, you can just advance your own interests.
And that you would have a president not even trying to hide his own personal ambitions and his sort of score settling.
For me, the most staggering thing that's happening in plain sight is the breakdown of any separation between Trump's political power, probably the most powerful politician alive, and the family business interests. Now, the family say there is absolutely no conflict. The White House says there is absolutely no conflict. But what I've been trying to do for months now, and listeners are very welcome to send in any information they might have on this, is to map this, is to show how, again and again, the business interests, this blitz of money-making that's being run by Don Jr. and Eric, the two elder sons, around the world, how this is intersecting with Trump's political decisions. So you've got in Vietnam, in Gibraltar, in Serbia, all over the world, you can see the Trump family doing business deals, real estate, but hugely now crypto as well, a massive money spinner. And again, while we can't detect explicit quid pro quos, you can see again and again happy outcomes for those who seem to be enriching that family. There have been pardons, there have been sanctions relief, there have been tariff reductions that at the very least coincide with enrichment of the first family.
And do you think at this point anybody or anything can stop them?
No. I think that we are into the Wolf Hall world order now, where whispering in the king's ear and paying tribute is how power works.
And if you were a betting man, I don't know if you are.
I used to work in bookies, actually, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that Trump will take and own Greenland?
I think it'll probably end up a fudge like Ukraine. I think there will be some neo-imperial kind of tribute paid, some sort of minerals deal and so on. And the thing to watch, as ever, will be, is this really advancing American interests? That is Trump's job, the security and prosperity of Americans, after all. That's his democratic mandate. Or is it advancing the interests of the personal, narrow interests of himself and his rich friends?
Tom, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Helen.
That was Tom Burgess. You can follow all of his reporting on this at theguardian.com. And just before we go, I wanted to recommend an episode of our sister podcast, Politics Weekly. Pippa Creer and Kieran Stacey have interviewed Zach Polanski, the Green Party leader, and the episode will be in your feed later today. And that is all for today. This episode was produced by Alex Atack, Ruth Abrahams and Isaac Tompkins, and was presented by me, Helen Pidd. Sound design was by Rudy Zagaslow.